Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as we continue the milestone week, celebrating our anniversary. Today is the day. Today is the actual day of our anniversary, the 17th of November 1997, was when I first started broadcasting. And very soon after that, I met a guy named Peter Meyer, and I knew this was a guy I didn't want to do without. I knew he was going to be one of the great members of our brain trust. Peter is a wonderful thinker, a brilliant mind, the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. You hear me talk about that all the time, even when he's not here. I'm talking about that book and the things he's taught us out of that book. Also, Warp Speed Growth. He has dual citizenship, folks. He's an American and an Australian, and that's probably a perfect combination. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and happy anniversary to you. It's been a great number of years you're doing.
Thank you.
It's such good stuff for us.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Peter. Thank you for helping me, because I don't know, you know, I couldn't do it without you guys. I couldn't do it without Brain Trust members like you, and you've been singularly a great, great resource for us. In fact, today you've got some great perspectives that you want to bring us in, and I like half of your idea that you want to talk about today, and that's the concept of control, because everybody likes control, don't they?
Everybody likes control as long as they're doing it.
Yeah,
they're
the controller, not the controlee.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so the real question is not whether you control, but when to control and then when to loosen and to govern instead. And what I've observed while working with companies large and small is that the best managers are able to see that distinction, and they know when to control and command. And they know when to let loose and govern and let things happen underneath their direction.
You know, when you talk about when to loosen, that reminds me of a term, something that the Pharisees used to talk about. In my Bible studies, I've read that the Pharisees back in Palestine in the 2,000 years ago, or in some of the books of what Christians call the Old Testament, they called it the power of binding and loosing.
Mm-hmm.
They had the ability. The Pharisees had the power to bind or loose. And as a business owner, as a leader, you have that power, don't you?
You do, and when you use it, will help you decide how fast you're going to be able to grow, or how fast you can't grow.
Mm-hmm.
And for many of us, growth is what we want to do coming out of the economic troubles. We want to be involved in growth. And this is when it makes sense to really make an intentional decision, a conscious decision, about what to control and what not to try and control.
And it's a relationship, isn't it? I mean, between those two, it's a paradox, right? I mean, it's a pendulum swing. You manage the relationship, don't you, between how much to control and how much to turn loose of. It's a process, isn't it?
It's a process, and it can be a pendulum, or you can decide in advance which way you want to go. And mm-hmm. I'm going to encourage the listeners to think about it in advance, not just in the moment. It works both ways. But planning when not to control is a way of planning how you're going to get more hours in your day. And that's not a bad thing at all to have more hours.
Would that be like watching an employee progress and take a little more ownership and say, okay, as of this coming January, I'm going to let him have a little more rein than I've given him in the past, and he'll take a little more responsibility, and that'll free me up for some time. Is that what you're talking about?
That is part of it, no question. But consider it another way as well. If you have to control what's going to happen in your operations, in your business, or with your customers over the next period of time, you've got to figure out in advance how to do that. And your focus is on accounting, which is where the word control comes from, not on growing. As a manager, as an owner of a small business, what you really want to do is be able to say, you know, today I'm going to focus on growing because nobody else is going to. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to. If I'm focused on controlling, then I'm losing my opportunity to grow. So I want to spend my planning time on growing at least part of every day.
Mm-hmm. Peter, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to continue this discussion on control and governing. Control and govern. Think about that. That's really not a. Those are two terms we haven't used much on this show, and certainly not together like that. Peter is, as I said, we always get smarter when Peter joins us. Twenty Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.